I could talk about how I'm going to Phoenix, and if the chat has any recommendations, they could tell me what to do. So, cancer.
Cancer.
I rented a new Miata. Well, I'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Well, here I am talking about everything that I should be talking about
on the
show.
Fine. Right, fine. Right, Phoenix.
Here's a free show. See ya.
Andrew's going to see my old alma mater.
Your mom's a squatter? What?
I went to University of Phoenix.
Oh, right.
Online.
I wonder if they have a real campus.
I'm sure they
do.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Southern New Hampshire University is online, but they have a really nice campus in Manchester. Yeah.
I think all universities probably had. I don't know of any university that doesn't have a real...
Yeah, I'm sure Strayer has a campus, too, somewhere.
Yeah, it's an office building.
I mean, they at least have offices to run the internet.
Well, that's very true. They have to have...
I don't think you know how the internet works.
It's a bunch of tubes that come out of the building and go out to the world.
It's tubes that sends my Facebook information.
They run tubes to satellites.
To the Nazis.
And smaller tubes to the people.
Why? Tubes. The internet is tubes. Connections, consumers, mass to commercial purposes. Big truck, long distance. It's tubes. Tangled on tubes. Cordless series of tubes. Your own personal internet. The World Wide Web. The internet is tubes. Those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, the internet is going to be delayed. A series of tubes. The internet is not... The internet is not a big truck. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. I want to make sure people understand my position. This system... these people are asking for regulation, okay? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. See, we want to talk about the consumer. Let's talk about you
Mr.
and
Chairman,
me. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. These people are massively invading this world of the internet. Why? Tubes. The internet is tubes. Providers.
Wake up, puke.
Huh? What's happening, Andrew? Are we doing a show today? Good time to smoke a vape, I guess.
Worst intro ever.
It's not smoking. It's like inhaling.
That's a lot of nuts!
Larry's here. That's irrelevant. Not the Larry part. the nuts part. Anyway, I'm excited because...
Fascinating.
A few days ago, I went, you know, we got these listeners, and sometimes they would send us shit. Timer.
I never realized how crazy the Jews were.
None of this is relevant. And
that just makes me want to play more irrelevant.
Still timer.
Fucking cocksucker. See, this is what... Like, we're about to start the show, and then Andrew's like, no, I'm going to text Nick for an hour.
During the countdown.
Then I forget to get ready.
It's cold down here.
Here's all you got to do.
What do I got to do? Just pretend.
Like, during the countdown, rather than trying to find an irrelevant drop, just click the timer.
Oh, yeah.
See, for someone that can't say 3, 2, 1, you're sure started worried about the time.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 323.
So, I was thinking about the listeners a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh.
Why aren't there more of them?
Were your pants on or off?
We're better than this.
It might have been off. I thought, we have a P.O. box kind of deal, so I should go check it out. And a few weeks ago,
461 Cochrane Road, PMB 216, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15288. 228.
Downtown.
Fuck. Don't
write all that down. Just go to the website.
It's in the show notes, people. Just go to your phone.
Anyway. Stop it. Damn it. So I go, I'm going to go to that box. And I remember a couple weeks ago, Puke and I went to Trader Joe's together, which is
that's correct.
Like 15 minutes away or so. Uh-huh. And he pointed to this UPS store and said, the box.
Did I?
Yep. He pointed it out.
I think
the store is.
See you, Neanderthal. Box.
Box. Back. No.
That's all I heard.
I think what we were...
He said, box there.
Big box. Drive movie thing box.
Get big box.
Yeah.
I believe we were talking about you going to buy your wristwatch smart thing, hybrid disease. And you were describing the mall, and I think I was trying to figure out which mall, and that's why I mentioned UPS store. I don't know.
I don't know. We were driving by it, and you pointed directly to it and said, there's a store. So in my head, I go, that's where our box is. So
perfect. Never have to think about that again or look at the address.
I have some kind of attachment to that building. I'm going to keep driving.
No. At the time, I didn't have to go there. We didn't have a key. But a few days ago, I said to Brett, hey, Brett, you want to go to a store? And he said, okay, can we go to a vape shop too? And I said, sure. I just got to stop by the box to pick up gifts from listeners. So We get in the car and we drive down there and I pull up and I go, I haven't been here before. And we walk in and I'm looking at it and I'm like, box, there's a number on the key here. It's getting a little worn off. 216. So I walk up to 216, put the key in, turn it. It doesn't turn. And I go, huh, did he get a copy of this key made and it was a bad copy? So I lean back behind the counter and I go, excuse me. The woman's like, yep. I'm like, I don't know if he like had this copy made and it's not a good copy. I can't get in the box. Can you check to see what I have? And she's like, what box? I'm like, 216. She's like, what's the name on it? And I go, Mershmill.
Mershmill?
Mershmill. I don't think we have any Mershmill.
So she goes, yeah, that box is not spoken for. And I go, oh, he must have wrote the wrong number on the key.
Yeah.
She was talking about her box.
So, oh, yeah, she was blinking at me a lot. It was confusing.
She had something in her eye.
So
it is allergy season, so.
And she's like, well, what's the name? And she scanned all the boxes to find that name. And she's like, sorry, is it possibly our McMurray location? And I go, McNo.
Double cheeseburger.
So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
It must be a whole different store. Maybe he pointed it out and said, that's not our box. And I go, why would he point that out? Why would he point out what isn't our box? So Brett and I leave, and I go, that was a waste.
Yep.
And
you had zero means of finding out where that box might be.
My phone was in my pocket. So
pretty far away.
We continue on. We go to the vape shop. And then a couple days later, I go to the box. And this time, Puke left a card for the place underneath the key.
Yeah. So there's a business card on my desk. There's every show notes since we got the box. There's the website itself.
Yeah.
If only you had some information
for
him.
If only there was some way Andrew could have found out.
So, anyway, I went to the box, and I walked up to the box, and I'd never been to this place before, but the guy behind the counter goes, like, I'm scanning the boxes looking for 216, right?
Okay.
So I finally find it. I open it, and there's nothing. There's a little tiny package in there, like a very small letter size package.
Okay.
So I pull that out and I'm like, I should double check to make sure there's nothing else.
Was there not a slip in there?
No, because I'm used to you getting a slip saying you have a package.
The old place where we had our PO box, they would put slips to let you know.
Yep. Same with my old place too that I had. So
that was the same place?
No, this is a different place.
Oh.
So
we did have the same place once.
So I say to the man, I'm like, I think I might have a package, or can you check? And he's like, 216. And I go, yeah.
And he's like, you sons of bitches.
And he comes out with a bunch of packages. And I'm like, oh, it's like Christmas, but better.
And I got a package for your box.
Well, it says Puke in the Gang all over these packages. So now we are Puke in the Gang to this man.
Yeah. Well, he, like, when I signed up for the box.
You could have anybody pick it up.
Yeah, we are. That's a good point.
Who's the gang?
I made
sure. Oh, yeah.
Larry, go pick up our mail. I made sure to put down the podcast name for other names or something like that.
Oh, okay.
There was a spot because when the old PO box,
mm-hmm.
when we started using that for the show, I didn't do that. And like, there was a couple packages where they're like, this thing came to your address. We don't know what, is this yours? And it said Puke the Gang. I'm like, oh yeah, that's, don't ever look that up on the internet, please. And yes, that's,
yeah.
So
now,
this time I made sure to let them know that if anything says PATG podcast, my name, I probably should have put Andrew on there.
That's
as well,
fine.
But whatever. And then Puke in the Gang. That yes is our.
So hello, new listeners.
Hilarious.
From the private mailbox service. It's nice to be doing business with you, and I liked your business. It was easy to get to. It was spacious inside. I liked all the penguins decorations and whatnot.
They have a lot of penguins related stuff.
I like that place, and I went
sports. Or,
yeah, okay. Yeah. And I went, oh
no,
damn.
The animal. There's just penguins.
Well, no, you ever walk into a place and you're just kind of generally impressed? Nothing specific. You're just kind of impressed, and you're like, oh,
I wish, shit together here.
I wish I had some business to transact with them because I'm giving them no money.
Yeah.
Like, we give them some money for the box, and that's it. I wish I could do more.
I'm sure they're getting a cut for having the box.
Yeah, they're getting money from the box.
Yeah, honestly.
Like,
yeah, Andrew's like, I wish I could do more for this business selling all of these products I'm never going to buy.
I thought about buying one of those desk plotters, like the calendar, the big calendar.
Oh, the giant one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those. It's awesome.
Yeah, but my desk, I would be covering it with keyboards and mice. And
you put your laptop on it, and you just jot when people call you.
Yeah.
And the dates, and then you put it on Google Calendar. That's what I do with mine.
I want one to be cool, though.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it's gonna be like
it's never going to be cool to have.
I want it to have
like Mr. Tidmo's is coming in next Friday.
No, like an old treasure map that has like a rum stain on it and like some burnt crisp edges.
That sounds like the worst way to keep track of your work.
Yeah, but still,
I had you scheduled by the rum stain.
I'll use a feather pen.
Fountain pen.
Is a fountain pen a feather pen? Is that the same thing?
No,
is a fountain a little cup of ink? That seems really dangerous to have around.
The fountain's preloaded.
The fountain pen is preloaded. Yeah, it's got ink in it.
Oh,
The quill pen is the feather.
Okay.
And then you can get, is it called a quill? What? There's like the ink.
Yeah.
What's a sepulcher?
What?
Sepulcher.
That's a sex move.
I drive by this.
Oh, it's the sepulcher. That's religious.
Yeah.
That's a religious term.
On the way to Butler, I drive by this church that says Holy Sepulcher.
Oh, I have a story about that church.
Oh, well, I just assumed it was like a saber of some sort. It sounds like it would be a saber.
It is.
A small room or monument cut in rock or built of stone in which a dead person is laid or buried.
Oh.
You want to hear a story?
That's kind of cool.
You want to hear a story about that church?
Of course.
So I got raped there.
Almost.
Go Catholic.
Actually, not me, but someone else.
Uh-oh.
So back in the day, I had a job. Andrew also had this job of erecting large tents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're there.
Did you say erecting?
I said erect. Yeah. Our friend Kevin. We were younger. Kevin was very ripped.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so me and Kevin are assembling this tent.
It's weird. Like you're a teenager. Nobody works out. And just a couple of you are just superhuman strength for no reason.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
our
called
Josh.
Youth and testosterone.
Yeah, but we were all youth.
Yeah. I was never ripped as a youth.
No, me neither. But, like, our friend Josh was a super tiny little man.
Yeah.
But he was the strongest man. For no reason.
Genetics, man.
Like, we play football.
Don't they suck?
And there'd be nine of us on him, and he's like 5'2", and we can't take him down. And then Kevin would just, like, if Kevin wants something from you, there's nothing you can do to stop Kevin from getting it from you.
I got a gun.
That's how babies are made.
Yep.
But anyways, me and Kevin are erecting this tent. Kevin's like, oh, damn, it's 95 degrees out. I'm going to take my shirt off. I was like, that's a good idea. So Kevin takes his shirt off. I take my shirt off. We start. Never mind. Anyways, Kevin's carrying
these. I get the baby
oil. He has a sledgehammer.
Out.
He's dragging these stakes in the ground to hold the tent up.
We're having a gasoline fight.
And all of a sudden, the pastor, father, whatever the hell, the lead dad of the church comes out and just starts staring Kevin down.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Staring him
awkward.
Down.
Awkward.
So Kevin would move. He's like, this is awkward. He's carrying these large stakes across. This guy just followed him at a distance, staring. So we dubbed that church the Holy Spectator.
You're fucking weird.
He wants to trap Kevin in a sepulcher.
Yeah, so Kevin made me do the buddy system so he didn't get, I think they call it raped.
Yes, that's the term.
Even though I'm sure Kevin could have taken this guy at the time.
I think they would just call it blessed.
Ass blessed.
Ass
could be the name for the show.
Ass blessed. Everybody drink it.
As blessed as we can.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get to these packages that we talked about. Larry, why don't you crack one open there?
They're not addressed to me.
I know, but
this one has AIDS in it.
I'm a little bit afraid of what's in them, so I prefer that you open them.
All right. Yeah, this could be our very last podcast.
Let me read who it's from. It's from...
Don't read the last name or the address.
Yeah.
Yaiwu. This is obviously an Amazon dropship.
Okay.
So.
What is in it? It's a book.
It's a scone hand spinner.
What?
Work class home.
No, that's not scone. There's an I in
there. That's like
Scione.
Scione.
Hand spinner?
For class.
Work, class, or home. This better be a fidget spinner of some sort.
Is it a giant fidget spinner?
It must be
shaped like a book?
It's a pack of fidget spinners.
Oh, wow.
You get a fidget spinner.
Well, Puke did say, send all your fidget spinners.
You get
here.
A fidget spinner.
Larry's the Oprah of fidget spinners.
Oh, there's green ones? There's clear ones? What?
Dibs on green. Oh, these are nice. These are the heavy ones.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, you know, like...
Are these Epic 5 bearings?
Yeah, I doubt that. I'm sure 6 months ago, this would have been a total like $50. And
now it's free.
Now they just send it to us for free.
You could have lured so many kids into a van with this.
Cool. There's all different colors.
I've never played.
We should
these.
Make some sort of
coaster.
No.
Centrifuge.
A coaster.
Like it would be cool to make some kind of like
roller
hanging art.
Oh yeah.
Like, we could drill really tiny holes in the center of these.
What if we made an art project out of all childhood fads? Like, fidget spinners bracelets.
Slap bracelets and yo-yos and pogs.
Yeah.
Metal slammers.
A wind chime out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, wind chime, but these wouldn't chime very well.
No, they
bell
would just
bottoms.
Spin for an excessive amount of time.
Puka
spinning.
Shells. Yeah, we're all spinning now. Cool.
Oh, spinning.
All right.
Well, thank you. Oh, I gotta open this one.
Thank you very much, random listener that sent us.
This one's addressed to Puke.
I don't think I'm on the camera, so.
It's from a man named Phil and a woman named Lori.
Phil McCracken.
You're on the cam.
Me?
Oh, boy. Oh, cool. Oh, this is very cool.
All right.
It's a lapel pin. It says Andrew on it. And it says Toynbee Idea and Kubrick's 2001 Resurrect Dead on Planet Jupiter.
Wow. Hold it up to your face.
It's a lapel pin. That's a Toynbee tile. Send this to Brett right now.
I can't. I'm using a real camera.
It's from southfellini.com.
It's a big cell phone you have.
The cell phone does not fit in a pocket.
Okay, there's more in here.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And it's a
Phil. Here's one for Puke.
Oh man. Wow.
And
you can put it in your
there's
my butt?
A note.
What?
Oh. Haha, suck it, Brett.
Yeah. Maybe Phil sent some to Brett. You never know.
Hey Puke and Andrew. Thanks for always having Brett on, so I was able to hear about this phenomenon of the Toynbee tiles that has literally been under my nose in Philly all these years.
Oh,
well, hold on.
Phil is from Philly?
That's, yep.
Well, go fuck yourself. You stupid Flyers beat the Penguins last night.
Well, I just want to say,
what the hell's up with that?
I know Brett talked about it a lot because Brett is into Kubrick and all these conspiracies.
Right.
But I'm the one who turned Brett on to Resurrect Dead, the documentary about the Toynbee tiles. Brett had no idea what they were, and I said, how is that possible? You're the conspiracy man and the Kubrick man, Toynbee tile. And he goes, what? And I had to explain it to him.
And Andrew went, I watch too much Netflix. And I therefore.
Well, for years, I kept telling him to watch this movie, and he finally watched it, and he was like, holy shit. Then he goes on to say,
fuck yeah!
Phil, that is. Hope Brett moves to PA, so maybe we can hang out, and I can buy you guys a beer someday. I'm not going to drink a beer. I'll drink a bourbon. Or we can say, screw him, and I can buy you a beer without him around. He doesn't drink anyway. Oh, yeah, good point.
Yes.
Wait, he doesn't drink?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just joined the Channel Lounge because I need more PATG in my life. Oh, my God. That's great.
Thank
you so much, Phil. There's so much bleakness in the world, and it's nice to hear something that actually makes me laugh. Peace, Phil. Well, that was really nice.
Wow, Phil is a nice guy. Yeah,
And he jerks off to our voices.
We apologize for any of the depressing shows we've done recently.
Well, I mean, the world is so bleak, he said, but our shows get bleak sometimes.
That is true.
They can be. I really like this. I don't know what to do with it, though. This little Toynbee tile. Like,
you need a suit.
No, part of me wants to put it in my car.
Why?
Well, that's where I am most of the time.
Yeah, but you don't want to spike any of the leather.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to jam.
Oh, you can get a gym headband from the 90s.
Oh.
Put it through there and then put it over your visor.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I could dangle it from a
thing
in the car.
That's not really the 90s.
Don't dangle.
That was the 80s.
Don't
absolutely.
Dangle.
Okay, yeah, no dangle.
Yeah, right. You can't dangle. I don't like decorating cars.
Neither do I, but the inside's okay.
Bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers are the worst.
My other car's a cat.
I mean, this could easily go on the wall of the studio, but I feel like it wouldn't get its due. Do.
What if the only thing on the wall was the pin?
Oh, that's
this giant open. Just a
big,
little tiny pin way up there.
15-foot wall with an inch and a half.
And get to the studio, come in and like,
pin.
What is that up there?
Make it an Easter egg. It's always on the live feed.
We should put it way up in the corner so nobody can really get close enough to read it or see it.
No, and then when they do get close enough to it, we'll have a little like a motion sensor. We'll get an Arduino or something, a motion sensor, so when they get close to it.
It sprays acid in there.
Yeah, it'll blow like a little wind and go, you're dying.
Maybe like every Seinfeld episode, it's in the background somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the Superman. Yeah. If anyone doesn't know, there's most Seinfeld episodes, there's a Superman in the episode somewhere. And usually it's like
just on the shelf of his apartment.
Yeah, like usually. But not always. And if you look, you'll see lots and lots of Porsches as well. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have more packages.
Oh, right. We're not done here, folks. That was just the small stuff. Now we're opening the big stuff.
I feel like Andrew's got to open it.
But these are quality.
Straight view.
These are quality.
Fidget spinners?
That and the little tiles.
They're only Epic one, but you know.
Like, who made Toynbee tiles? Toynbee.
Toynbee tile pins.
Well.
I'm going to guess somebody in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Someone named Philadelphia Jean.
This is from Jessica in West Virginia.
Oh, thank you very much. West Virginia.
Okay, there's a note right on top, which means I should discard the note and immediately go to the gifts, right?
Right.
Okay.
You're supposed to pretend to read it, smile, laugh.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Put it up on the mantle.
Thanks, John Denver.
Okay. Hey, guys. I made you some Mario Kart sprites to hang on the walls of your new studio. Oh, that's awesome. I don't know what a sprite is, but I'm excited.
Like a soda?
Because it's Mario Kart. I also sent along some Scoozies. I don't know what a Scoozy is either.
I'm going to learn two
What are all these fancy West Virginia things? Squeeze them. They make funny sounds. They're like little fuzzy drops machines. Hang them around the studio or give them the kids of friends you want to annoy.
Ooh. Oh, man. We just had a birthday party.
Yeah. It was Longface's kid's birthday last week, and I bought a 50-pack of Hot Wheels cars because I thought these are going to get scattered everywhere.
You were just leading the way.
And Tony's going to step on them in his bare feet. So that's why I bought
them. You're an awful friend.
Tony has human feet.
All right. So let's see what this is. That's apparently a Scooby is some packing paper.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, we can get some of that AMSR.
A Scoozy is a...
It's a weasel.
It's a sex toy.
A little weasel with flippers. Wait.
Straight to Rowan. Is it? Is that the groundhog from Caddyshack?
Caddyshack, right?
I do like these. They have bendable but stays in place tails, so I can hang them straight from the tail.
Yeah. We can just hang it right off
on the mic stand. Let me turn it so the camera can see it better. Nobody talk.
Well, I'm trying to take a picture, and Larry's not responsible for talking at all times.
I've got a fidget spinner.
Yeah, all right,
right?
So
he's busy. Oh, we got another.
There's a Scoozy.
That's the cat.
There's
boy.
A Scoozy.
Yeah, everybody gets a Scoozy. Oh,
there's another Scoozy.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I like this one. It's all gray. I'm keeping this one.
Oh, this is from KB Toys.
And here's another. Oh, this one's different.
Do you guys see what it's from?
This one's like a lion.
Oh, this one's dead.
This one looks like Simba. Oh, this one. Oh, they're different animals.
Yeah, they're all different
this
rodents.
This one's got big yellow eyes. This one's got little beady black eyes.
Is this person a furry?
This one has a pink nose. This one has a brown nose and a pink mouth. This one...
Scoozy sex.
Okay. oh, this is awesome. These are great
Studio.
It's my favorite Koopa Troopa. Koopa Troopa.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, man.
So sprites are welded together beads?
I already got a picture of it.
I don't know what things are.
Yeah,
There's Toad? This is pretty fucking cool. This is really fucking cool.
You need to mount it to the top of your TV.
These are great gifts. Oh, yeah. The top of the TV would be pretty cool. It's going to be like racing across the blacktop.
The other TV.
There's Princess.
No, not the good TV. Princess what?
Princess Peach.
You're goddamn right.
And there's Wario.
Is that Wario?
Oh, I'm dropping them. There's a bunch in here. Luigi. This is awesome. This is like the whole set.
Wow.
Mario. And it's like 8-bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what
Donkey Kong wearing the wife beater.
There's more than 8-bits there.
There better be a Shy Guy in
there. Bowser? There's no Shy Guy in the old Mario Kart.
Oh.
This is the original Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
Oh, really?
And Yoshi with a tongue sticking out. That one's fragile. That's fucking awesome, Jessica. Thank you. This is great. This is
holy shit.
This is the best day.
Yoshi.
That was not a drop. That was Larry doing an excellent.
All right. Next package.
All right, here we now.
Careful with that Yoshi tongue.
Yoshi's squishing this guy. It's a sex move.
Where's, here we go.
What is it called? Scoozies. Scoozies.
All right, Anthony Harvey. Your box better live up.
You know, way heavier than the rest of them.
You know this is just going to be filled with the most random crap.
It's going to be filled with bathtub playtime boats. And
it's like the time that we sent Longface a microwave.
Yep, yep. Well, there's definitely random stuff in here.
Oh.
Let's see. There's no note at the very top, but there is packing paper.
There's a lot of paper.
No, this is printer paper.
Printer paper. Oh, good.
That's 11x9 premium cut.
All right. Here is what looks to be a used hat from Florida with a bass on it.
That's an awesome
cool,
hat.
Actually, I like that. We're definitely going to have it. Oh, and it's all worn out.
Oh, yeah. It's,
that's
it's
awesome.
Nice.
All right. Florida.
Oh, same hat, different color.
Same hat, different color.
Oh, shit's falling out. What is this?
What is that?
I don't know.
Is it a rock?
No, it's not a rock. It's like hardened glue.
Let me see. Oh, that could be gum.
Oh, I see. No, it's part of this thing.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So
last time, Anthony sent us
these are awesome
some
hats.
Stuff. Something
it wasn't last time. It was a long time
or
ago.
Or a couple times ago. Yeah, I think that was...
Here's a... What the hell? It says Splash Masters. It's one of those the splash balls.
You get them wet and you throw them at
people. Yeah, yeah. It's like a permanent water balloon, like a reusable water balloon.
Yeah.
But this could also be the talking ball. So, like, I could just
what?
Be... Yeah.
Talking
so
balls?
We do a podcast where we talk.
Do we?
And sometimes we talk over each other. So we could just
I've
be talking
talked
and all
over
of a sudden
you before.
Go,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Larry didn't catch the ball.
It worked.
Tell me it was wet. You
it's
can't
okay.
talk
it
unless you have the ball.
It worked on audio. Settle down. Nobody
oh, man.
To.
There's some cool shit in here. So jeez. Here's a cool looking candle made
oh, my goodness.
That was wax that was broken apart. There was a little bit of broken wax on top of one
is this,
of the
is this like when you have little slivers of soap and you mash the soap together?
Maybe.
What?
But there's a candle holder made out of more candle?
I think so,
oh,
yeah.
It's pretty cool looking, whatever
candle.
It is.
It looks like a spider home.
Oh, yeah.
That's full of spiders.
It's like
it smells like a, it seems like it would smell like tar soap.
It looks like he pulled this out of old man's cave.
Yeah. Old grandpa's tar soap.
No, that's it smells like crayons.
No. Oh, what if it's made out of crayons, but only one color?
Yeah, brown gray. Anyway.
Brown gray was my favorite color.
That's that. Mm. Now here's, hang on. For oh, puke, there's... but Andrew can have some.
Oh.
So that's for you.
That's...
I hope it's pound cake.
Oh, this is pretty fucking cool. Here's a cool, like, mantelpiece clock.
Oh, that's awesome.
Made out of deer antlers.
That's interesting. Okay. Put that. Oh, gee. I just now put the shelves together
oh,
earlier
yeah,
today.
Go right on the shelf.
Why
right
are
here.
You putting things on the shelf?
Oh, fuck. I didn't know they were there.
I know you can do with that.
What?
Every time you go on a rant, it could be the Rantler's clock.
I like that. Oh. God
damn it.
And another antler thing. Oh, no.
Oh, antler thing.
Oh, Anthony, you should have packed it better. It's a thermometer. With mercury, and it's broken.
Oh.
And now I'm going to go mad.
Now, oh, yeah, it is snapped right in half.
Yep. So there's that.
Anthony,
you can
Hart,
eat that.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, we don't know if it was already broken when he sent it to us or if it got broken in transit. So.
It's just mercury.
Here's
what's
an old
the worst that could happen?
Zippo lighter that's super rusted.
It's probably worse than money.
We're near. I got to make a trip to that Zippo place. We're near
Wait,
Bradford, Pennsylvania.
It's not Zippo. It says.
No, that's not a Zippo.
Ronson type. Someone talk for a second.
Why do you
decipher?
Ronson. Andrew's trying to decipher the bottom of what's on this lighter that is
Ronson?
Clearly not a Zippo.
Ronson Jabrowski the third. Congratulations on your second bar mitzvah.
It says something.
I'm going to open up whatever this
typo,
shit is.
Typo, typo two, typo tom. British Empire made.
Tapatang.
Mad?
Tapatio.
Anyway, it's an old beat up Zippo.
Someone was in oh my god, it's one of those. Oh my god.
Yeah. Vigo. Calamar Colossal. In the octopus style. Fuck that.
It's like my first arson kit.
So Anthony Harvey sent me Vigo Jumbo Squid. In marinade sauce, wild-caught, octopus style.
Ooh.
Man, now well, remember back? That was one of the very first fucked-up things we ate on the show. Was
so
octopus,
after the break,
it?
You get to try some.
Oh, already had lunch?
Wow. Oh, well. Better well, get hungry.
I feel like you're going to see your lunch again.
Another, oh, now there's
another four puke, but Andrew can have some.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Well, it's got to be more canned meat.
That's a popo.
Oh, this time it's in olive oil. No, in soy and olive oil.
Ooh.
Is it still octopus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to try
oh,
both.
Yeah. Jumbo squid.
Oh, that's squid. Well, the first one was octopus. This
it's
is squid.
Octopus style.
Oh. Octopus style.
Because we all know
yeah,
what
I
that
don't
is.
Know what the yeah.
There's eight of them?
Yeah, there's eight pieces of
it's
tentacle.
It's a squid shaped like an octopus? All right, then we got a cookie tin. I really like these
oh.
Thomas Kincaid style paintings. These are good paintings.
You're the only one I know that likes Thomas Kinkade.
Dude, they're good.
There's a store that sells that shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Every Hallmark store sells Thomas
And there's a
Kinkade
store that
stuff.
Sells shit, too. It's called the Andy Warhol Museum. At least this is pleasant.
Would you like a knife for that tin? Now, last time, the tin had like some sort of chocolate.
Yeah, this has got to be some cookies.
No, it was spicy.
Oh, right.
It was like spicy chocolate with nuts. Spicy chocolate.
He did like fudge or something that was pretty good once, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was trying to say. I don't know. Andrew is currently, he's slicing open the vial of Russian nerve agent. It's going to explode in our face.
I'm very, very excited about this.
Oh!
Andrew opens it towards him like an asshole.
he's making a face.
This looks...
He's making a really weird face.
Oh, it's called Bark. I think it's called Bark.
Oh, Bark.
Is this cowboy caviar?
Cowboy caviar?
Ooh.
What's that, cow shit?
They sell at Trader Joe's. It's crack.
Crack?
For white girls.
White girls. That didn't work either.
I'm just going to keep repeating everything you say. But another question.
Eat some?
Yeah, let's go. Let's try it.
All right.
If we all die at once, it'll make for a great show.
I wish I could eat more of it.
I definitely. This has to be Oreo. Oh, yeah. I see Oreo cookie bits.
It's
and
like melted
all the
Oreo.
White, like white chocolate melted.
It is quite tasty.
Mmm.
It's like mostly Oreo cream with little bits of... It's like cookies and cream ice cream, but not cold or melty.
I think he just took a package of Oreos and blended it.
Which is fucking brilliant.
And then melted it back together.
It's really pretty fucking good.
It takes all the work out of it. You're like, I want some of that cream.
This is really, really, really good, actually. Because I don't like food, right?
That's correct.
And when it comes to dessert, everyone's like, fruit. And I'm like, fuck you. Here's what I do for dessert.
Years, I was afraid of stuffing.
Chocolate and peanut butter, good combo. Also dessert for ice cream. In the ice cream world, you don't do better than mint chocolate chip, but a very, very close second, occasionally better, is cookies and cream.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I do love cookies and cream anything.
So those are quite good.
My vape right now is cookies and cream. I forgot.
Ooh.
It's cookies and cream cannoli.
You could double down.
Yeah. I have so much cookies and cream flavor going on right now, I'm about to jizz.
Cream yourself after cookies and cream.
Oh, this is nice. There's one last thing in
There's
here.
There's more shit in there?
Yep. It's like a wall sculpture.
Oh, it's wall art.
Of a lion. And it has a transcription on it.
Hold it straight up and down.
I'm holding it so I can't read it.
Is it inspirational? Please tell me it's inspirational.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It says, courage. There's a quiet strength found only in the Lord. And when his children are weak, he becomes the very strength and courage we need for each new day. That's very nice.
Burn it.
It's not going to burn. It's made out of stone.
Hail Satan.
No. That's very nice. I like it. And it has a cool lion. It looks like a door, like an old-fashioned door knocker.
You need to mount that somewhere between your kitchen and bathroom. Because that's where you always find that
shit.
That
has to go in the guest bathroom. Yeah. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe sayings always go in the guest bathroom.
No, it has to go in a studio. It's great. I like it. It's very heavy.
You might be able to change a few words and make this awesome.
Oh, God. I saw the back of that squeezy, and I thought it was an actual mouse.
The one on your microphone?
It was hiding behind the box.
Oh, yeah, the mouse is going straight for the squid.
Well, that's everything. That's
wow,
fantastic.
That's
fucking awesome. Just reading the chat here for a second. News posted. Fuck you, Nick. Just wait. We're busy opening what? Shit. Don't distract. Nick's plugging himself in the chat.
Yeah, I like how Nick doesn't want to do the show with us, but he'll always jump into the chat and see what's happening there. He wants to... Wait, I have a drop for that. Where's that drop where he says...
I want to be with the attention.
Chatterbait.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, sending us stuff. You can send stuff, too, to the address in the show notes.
All right, well, anyway.
I wasn't going to say it, I know!
Oh, well, that, but... Nick wasn't plugging a show. He was plugging his race results. Good race, Nick. I assume he did well. I don't know how you did.
Did the whites win? Race war.
the greatest race.
Somebody should have two marathons at the same time and call it Race Wars and see who shows up.
They should run one marathon one direction, another the other direction, and just let them collide in the middle.
Right.
It'd be the greatest game of Take Charge.
Well, yeah. So Take Charge was this game. Our high school was so overpopulated and densely packed.
Okay.
Like, walking through the halls between periods was very, very difficult.
It's probably was actually average.
No.
I don't know.
No, I go to schools all the time. Our school was so overcrowded. Like, yeah, the population of that school now is like a third of what it was when we were in high school. But
everybody died of heroin.
Yeah,
not, have kids.
Not at high school.
Everyone moved out, or there was a generation of people who didn't have children.
Yeah.
So
because they didn't want to go to that shitty high school.
Yeah. So anyway, we would do this thing we called Take Charge. We always named things very simple names, but we'd make games, and usually they were just games of intestinal fortitude.
Okay. Very very simple names. But it requires a 10-minute explanation by Andrew.
Yeah. So
simple name, difficult game.
All right. Why don't you explain it then, Larry?
No, I just want to make fun of you.
No, go for it.
So we would stand in halls.
No.
And the hall was big.
All right. So you know how you walk through the hallways.
I've been in a hallway. Yeah, I know how to walk.
You get out of class. Maybe you share a class with Longface.
You lost me.
No, keep playing the...
Ow!
Stop it. So,
see, I never know. Half the time, Andrew's yelling at me to stop it, and the other half time, we need a secret signal that's like, continue the drop.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Start the rain.
I need little
clock.
Signs to hold up. Like a little
when
tiny
you,
post.
When you want me
popsicle
to...
sticks with flashcards.
Jessica, make us some 8-bit flashcards.
remember those signs from cars in the 90s? You could, like, flip, like, call me.
I heard
how's your driving?
Anyway...
This will be the signal.
Longface and I would be bored out of our mind, and we've got too many noises going on. I'm trying to talk. There's music and... Don't end the fucking music! Oh, you can't start it over. God damn it. Everything is a failure. No.
You're the best.
End the music.
Also, I can't fast forward the music.
I know. Just end it. It's over. The moment is gone. I was trying to play it up with the music in the background, but I can't now.
Should have sent me the signal.
Play Braveheart music.
I don't have any.
So,
you're in a hallway.
Nope, we're in class.
Oh.
Yeah.
You lost me.
You weren't pushing buttons, you would have. So we're in class, Longface and I, for example,
uh-huh.
And we're bored out of our minds.
Sure.
Because it's like English class.
Because it's school.
And then we have to go to some other class,
mm-hmm.
You know, not English. And we got to walk across the school to get there. So the bell rings, everyone files out into the hallway. It's not how it sounds. It was very invasive and loud. And, anyway, the bell rings. Everyone's in the hallway, very densely packed. It's not like some kids go at this moment and 5 minutes later the other kids go. No, everyone at once, right?
Yeah. It's like, bring, free for all.
Yeah, pretty much. So we got to get from point A to point B. But
it's like that marathon where two marathons run into each other. Yeah.
But we can't just walk there. That's boring. We're more interesting than that.
Are you?
So what do? When you walk down the hallway with your friends...
Uh-huh.
You're walking next to your friend, right? You're having a conversation, so you're walking too wide.
Okay.
But here's the problem. Every once in a while, you run into people who are not paying attention, like people at Trader Joe's.
Oh, right.
Right? And they're walking next to their friends, and they're three wide, and you're like, hey, we're going to collide. We're going to collide. And then you got to dodge them, and it's like, what the fuck? Pay attention, asshole. Yeah. But then you get the guys who are like the big tough guys, and they're like,
I'm not moving.
I don't have to move for anybody. So we developed a game called Take Charge. Where we would see those group of big guys, and we just go, no, take charge. Just stare straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
Don't make eye contact with them. Just stare straight ahead.
Right.
And do not move out of the way whatsoever. Just be determined looking. And then we would add to our group. So we would go from two wide to three wide to four wide to five wide. The hallway is like seven wide.
Yeah.
Right? It's densely packed. And we would just walk straight ahead, just making a path. And anybody who ran into us, whatever. And you couldn't chicken out. You couldn't just, you know, stick with only the big guys who could take it.
Yeah.
You had to hit the retards. You had to hit the girls. You know, you had to hit them all. The teachers.
That was the thing.
Because it's a game of chance and a game of intestinal fortitude.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're on that far left side, you got to step up to the task. You got to do it. Whatever gets in your way, you got to plow them over.
Yeah.
Join together. We were equal opportunity destroyer.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. You would see who would break first.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, maybe. No.
They didn't break that hard. that fucking nerd finally had enough of Andrew and his asshole friends running him over in the hallway.
You know, like hitting, running into your friend or someone who didn't, like a nerd or a jock, that wasn't a big deal. But someone you feel bad about running into, that was a big deal. It's like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? That's what we're all thinking.
Like the hot girl.
The hot girl or you know, the sad person.
Yeah.
Or
the guy that will kill you.
Yeah, the guy that will kill you. Like, oh, this is going to be good. Or the teacher. Right?
Teacher that will give you detention.
Right. Oh. So, but you can't, I was way more afraid of losing this game than I was of getting detention. So, you know.
Did you get detention?
From that? I don't think so.
Yeah, what were the consequences? Did you ever, did anything happen or did people just move out of the way?
I think some weird, awkward confrontations and you play it off like you had no idea.
Yeah, weird, awkward confrontations when you're weird and awkward.
Yeah.
Like so it was a multiplier. Yeah. It was oh, I'm sorry. my friends are walking in the line.
But sometimes it depended on your attitude, too, because you could crash into somebody and you could, apologize like a fucking puss.
Yeah.
Or you could just do the what the fuck hands.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, the high what the fuck hands.
Yeah, you just raise your arms up high and kind of look, pissed off about it. Like, what the fuck are you doing running into me, asshole? I was completely in the right. And usually, it's such an awkward situation and unexpected, whoever ran into you then apologizes.
Ah, yeah. Because you just make it act as though it was their fault. And then you're like, well, maybe it was my fault.
Right.
I wasn't paying attention either.
Exactly.
Then you get the people that know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you get real awkward with them. Like, let it happen, man. Just let it happen.
Oh, yeah. I remember plenty of times where you'd make eye contact. You'd try and avoid making eye contact.
Yeah, of course.
But you're in a hallway. It's not like you're going around corners and shit. Yeah. It's a long hallway. So you see them coming and you see that you're on the left side of the hallway and they're on their side barely. And you're going to cross paths. You see it coming. And then you accidentally look at them and make eye contact. And then you're aware that they know where you are.
And you know where they know and, that you know where
exactly.
they know are.
And that's where you need some balls. You really need balls.
For anybody who wants to try this, just go a crowded place, walk straight.
Yep.
Go to your local high school.
do not break your stride. Do not deke or juke or move left or right. Just
wait,
walk.
What was that first word?
Deke.
No. Deke?
Yeah, it's a football thing.
That's not a word. Deking. Juke is a word.
When you double tap B, you do a spinneruski.
Yeah.
Oh.
A deke.
Okay. What?
But
never heard. Is that a Pittsburgh thing?
No, I think it's just a thing.
I've heard of gleeking.
That's not the same.
I know.
Is that where you spit out of your mouth?
Yeah, it's where you raise your tongue and your
yeah, that's
force.
Fucking gross.
I can never do it.
Spit out. You can do it once in a while.
Here's some DNA on your face.
I've only done it by accident.
That's what she said.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
Take charge. Try it, kids.
I'm going to write that down.
Make school more fun.
You know, this really could have helped in Florida. If a group of kids had taken charge and just walked... Into what's a kid's name that shot him up, you know?
I don't know.
They'd be like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Justin.
He would have been intimidated, and you would have just had to run away and not
maybe,
kill him.
Yeah.
Or they would have all died.
Maybe.
Or he would have fell apart something.
He would have been like, you know what? I've reassessed my life, what I'm doing.
So after the break.
Oh, yeah.
Puke's got some shit to eat.
Yeah, Puke's got some shit to eat. Larry might try it. Andrew's not touching it.
And, Larry, what do you feel about Jumbo Squid?
Curiosity killed the cat.
We're going to get a trash bag and fill up all this trash in it.
With Puke's lunch.
Mm.
During the break, you're going to hear a clip from the PCL, probably. Something that Brett and I recorded for our VIP content section and School Sucks this past Monday in our studio with a local Pittsburgh guy, smart guy. Who deleted Facebook, and I admire him for that.
Oh.
Because he made a commitment to delete it.
Yeah.
Last week, I saw on Facebook, and I thought, he posts way too much. There's no way he's going to follow through with it. And I just checked before the show today.
Yeah, no.
Nope, no Facebook.
We did.
Yeah.
All right, go to break.
It's admirable. Oh, and if you like what you hear, you can sign up to hear more at pukeinthegang.com/VIP.
Good one.
Yep.
We forgot to say it.
I got it.
Nice.
Andrew, your story is interesting. You were de-schooling yourself while you were in school. He invented his own way of going. Can you tell that story?
that was a joke that we turned into a bit. But
you didn't really do that?
No, I did do it.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
Only kind of as a... I did nothing... Nothing I did was ever for any real reason other than for shits and giggles.
Right.
Right? So we invented this thing called afternoon school. When I say we, my close friends and I, we all did everything together. Afternoon school... was dealing with the horribleness of school And part of that was getting up early. You know, we were up late playing video games or driving around too fast or whatever it was. And it was always a chore to get up early enough and get to school on time. So we'd be late over and over and over, and we'd get punished and detention and all that. So to deal with it, we decided to think outside the box. So we decided to invent this thing called afternoon school, which is where you get home from school, you immediately go to sleep. Like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., go to sleep. Get up 11 or so at night. As far as you're concerned, it's 6:30 in the morning.
So you just became nocturnal, essentially.
You get up, you can, you know, take as much time as you want to yourself, stretch out, you know, relax, play some video games, watch the news, or drink, whatever you wanted to do. And then by the time school rolled around, you just had lunch. I mean, when are you more with it than in the afternoon? Like, normally...
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, we would do, like, some sort of school in the afternoon. It's rather, like, you conditioned your body to believe that when you were going to school was the afternoon.
Right. We tried to move school, but it was an immovable force.
Yes.
So we moved the world around it. And think about it. You get home from school, and what do you want to do? You want to go out and play. You want to go out and do an activity, sports, go hang out with your friends, do whatever. You have all these ambitions and energies when you get home from school. Well, if you want to do better at school, which really wasn't our goal, it wasn't mine at least, what better time to do it than your internal clock's afternoon?
There you go.
Hey, that's one way of approaching it.
Now, I love that story. I just completely submitted, you know, and I think that's why. And how about you? I mean, were you wise to... I know we talked about this on the score, but the show before, but for the sake of review, were you wise to this? I know you said there's like a transition for you around middle school where you realized you had to start taking things more seriously.
I mean, there's a big reality of my relationship with school as well that, you know, is somewhat personal, so I don't tend to go into it so much, is my parents went through a long and psychologically brutal divorce when I was growing up. A good chunk of my childhood was some function of that. Mm-hmm. And for me, I realized with school, it was like, okay, yes, this is not really what I would prefer to be doing. I learned more from playing Civilization 4 and SimCity and poking around Wikipedia than I learned in most of my classes. But if I learn to play this game, I can at least get out of here.
Nick Ryder tip hyphen Andrew. Never ever with very little exception, never take advice from anyone with a Pontiac, an Oldsmobile, or a Mercury.
What about a brand new Oldsmobile?
Doesn't exist.
Oh, Buicks. Buicks are brand.
I didn't say Buick, did I?
You didn't.
But stop confusing my tip.
Ha!
And I guess one exception would be if one of these cars were given to you, like grandma died, you got her car.
Okay.
Another exception would be there are a couple models that get a pass, but for the most part, mass production, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Mercury, trust no one.
Saturn.
And
Saturn.
I can forgive.
Can you?
Yeah, I can. Plus, our friend John has a Saturn. He also has a Turbo Miata.
Yeah.
Right, because we know one person with a Saturn. They're all right.
I've known many people with many Saturns.
I feel like you buy a Saturn, you just don't know. You're like, oh, it's plastic. I can punch it.
Or you do know, and you know it's cheap and reliable.
Yeah, and it was $1,200. It gets me to my strip club.
If any of you listeners have one of these brands of cars, you need to do some inward thinking and reevaluate your life.
Think with a boy.
You want to unclick subscribe?
No. You don't want to do that. But, keep subscribed, because otherwise they'll never know.
Yeah, otherwise you'll never get better.
Yeah.
But no, I was just outside, and the neighbor has a Pontiac Bonneville.
Yeah, Bonerville.
And they just seem awful. Boner, not the car. Oh, the car's awful.
The car's awful. The people.
The people seem awful. Primarily because of the car.
What else have you seen?
Wait, do you also do this too? I judge people by their cars.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Hondas. CRVs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are pretty bad, actually.
Who are those people?
I don't know.
Half the population?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They only sold 80,000 last year.
I think they did more than that.
Is that a lot?
Probably way more than that.
I'm going to get a Tesla Model 3 in 16 years. Because then they'll have 20 of them made by then.
So you know how I don't read news or
anything? Andrew, like, took, like, I think he took that seriously. He just looked at me and he was like,
I almost broke your camera.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of electric cars. Not necessarily Teslas.
Get out! Yeah, Teslas are awful.
I don't know. I can't objectively be a fan or not because of all the baggage.
Yeah, the Leaf has me intrigued.
I like the Jaguar I-Pace.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
Or the Porsche E-Mission.
Oh, that thing looks... If they make it, it's going to look awesome because the prototype looks awesome. But it turns out that any car that costs north of $100,000 is pretty nice. So
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
But to get away from electric cars and back to these
Pontiacs.
Gifts.
Back to Pontiacs.
why don't you dig in there?
All right, here we go. We're going to open the can of
which
squid.
Which one? The green or the brown?
Settle up. I went with the octopus style or Estilo Pulpo. Or I don't know if that's what that is in Spanish. Estilo Pulpo. All right, here we go.
It means that'd fish poop.
Estilo Pulpo.
I'm going to try desperately not to get any oils on the brand new table.
Yeah, it's one of these
I think this is Andrew's nightmare.
No, I had this shit before, kind of, once.
I was around it.
I must have been
drunk.
It was
open.
Yeah. No, I actually, ate it. It was cuttlefish bathed in squid ink or some shit.
Puke is violently open in
or squid bathed in its own. It was black. I think it was botulism.
Oh, God.
It was squid in its own ink.
I learned what botulism was because of this show.
Because the can was inflated.
Get out of here. We opened a Vietnam era combat ration.
Okay.
From the army on the show.
Would it have like Marlboro cigarettes and?
No, they were. Oh, jeez, they were not like Lucky Strikes, but they were like Lucky Strikes, but different brand.
Not so Lucky Strikes.
There was coffee. There was a little fudge cookie. There was a cracker. Puke almost ate ham. We had to stop him from eating ham. Like, he was as close as he could be to eating the ham, and we stopped him.
Oh.
It looked worse than this.
There was, like, a pineapple that was black.
Yeah, we opened it. It was supposed to be pineapple cake or pound cake or some shit. Anyway, okay, we've got it in a bowl. Now, it surprisingly smells like shit. It smells worse than cat food.
Ooh.
All right. He's got a good amount in the bowl, though.
It's sensual.
Got
taste.
A good old-sized chunk here.
And he's eating it.
Welcome back, lunch.
I'm taking lots of pictures.
Not too bad.
He likes it. Him and his cat can have dinner together. All right. So you now, like octopus style.
I'm not going to...
Let's see.
Oh, Larry's going to eat it.
I'm not going to buy this, but this isn't the worst thing I've eaten.
There's two forks, so...
He's thinking, contemplating, shrugging.
It's not bad.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
It tastes like octopus jerky that you get at the Japanese store.
I don't
like fancy jerky or Japanese stores.
Now.
James Poop Swill in the chat.
Oh, like as the name? Somebody actually signed up as that. Very nice.
Benson and Hedges.
I also like how their little symbol there appears to be a turd vomiting or something. A poop emoji. Do we want to open the other style?
Honestly, when are you going to ever open it again?
Oh, yeah, never.
Or another show.
Now, be careful when you crack it with the oil.
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ruin this table, too.
So you had a little Pinot Noir on the other one.
Yeah, Pinot Noir might make it.
It's stained with class.
All right. Larry's delicately peeling the can. Like, they always put this canned fish in a can, but the can is always, open. When you open it, the oil just goes everywhere, and it's just awful. All right, this one's in oil.
You
want to
go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Olive oil and soy.
I'm just going to tap, tap, tap here.
Nice little echo.
All right. Oh.
I'm supposed to get photos.
It's fisting it. I feel like I'm at a wedding.
All right. It's much better in oil. That's very similar to canned oysters.
It's oddly satisfying.
It's not too bad.
You guys are gross.
Octopus style is awful in comparison.
All right. Moving on.
Andrew's just like, all right, whatever.
Okay, I don't know what else you have to say about it.
You try it.
No.
Yeah. Now Andrew gets to try it. Come on, Andrew.
I had no. strawberries since I was 28.
It
didn't say Andrew had to have some. It said Andrew can have some.
Oh.
It didn't say anything about Larry. Ham. Larry had some.
Yeah. Well, that was your choice. Just like my choice is to not.
You know what's unfortunate is my cat will never eat this shit either.
Why?
Because he doesn't eat seafood and stuff. Like, I've tried to give him tuna. He don't give a shit.
What the fuck?
He likes ham.
You don't have a cat. You have a possum.
Yeah. I think a possum would eat anything.
Probably,
but
yeah.
I just have a dumb cat that's like, whatever. Actually, he's a good cat because he didn't bother me. Well, thanks, A. Harvey, for that horse shit.
So,
what's up, Andrew?
Pittsburgh compared...
Do we need to get this octopus out of here before you vomit?
No, it's fine. It has no smell.
Oh, all right.
That's at least good. Not that I can smell.
This was nowhere near as bad as that
salmon. Yeah.
What?
The salmon you had.
Okay. When was that?
I don't know. You had salmon a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I have salmon all the time. Oh, yeah. That's because I cooked it. Yes. But I was going to say, was it Tom or somebody sent us that like dried shrimp stuff, the little teeny tiny shrimps?
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually made Nick throw up.
Yeah.
And it almost made me throw up because it was just such a strong, like, rancid fish smell. Ooh. But it was just like dried squid that you're supposed to put in soup or something.
And that's why I sold the house.
Yeah, you couldn't get the smell out.
It smells like dried prawn in here.
So, anyway, it's getting nice out today. And yesterday, we're both in the 80s outside. It's sunny. I had all the windows and sunroof open on the car driving around. It was quite nice. But car culture in the Pittsburgh area compared to New Hampshire is much, much stronger. People don't tend to always simply go like Larry did for the Honda CRV or the Prius or the Subaru Outback.
That's like not a choice.
Right. Up in New Hampshire, it's always the Subaru.
Yeah. Or just some crossover. Like, it's very, very dull. But down here, you get a little more interesting things, whether it be a jacked up pickup truck, whether it be like some off-road thing, whether it be a sporty car, lots of Camaros and Challengers and Mustangs. And, you know, you see Miatas running around and you see more performance variants of cars. So like more M versions of BMWs and R versions of Jags. And
I've seen
like
a couple F-types and a Lamborghini on the roads.
So there's just more of that in general. But one thing that happens to come out when the nice cars start hitting the road
is your dick.
Yep. And motorcycles.
Oh, I hate this time of year for this.
Fucking
this was your topic, Larry. I was just trying to.
So at work, we have a lady that was a transplant from Louisiana.
I thought you were going to say a trans. I thought you did lady.
Yeah, then he said plant
lady,
yeah.
But she walks in the office the other day. She's like, what the fuck is up with everybody busting out their acid wash Lee pipes or Lee jorts and hopping on their Harley and revving it at 7 a.m.?
That's called people that own motorcycles.
Yeah, that's just Harley people.
Yeah, it's just it's
loud
absurd.
Pipes save lives.
Everybody wants to ride around. It's not about riding. These guys don't care about riding the bike. They just care about being seen.
Yeah.
If you ever watch them at a stoplight, they're looking left. They're looking right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sat in my car and just looked to the left, looked to the right.
They got their shades on. They got a bandana on.
Yeah.
They don't even have hair.
Do you guys know that?
I look left and right all the time when I'm at a light.
Well, you're just a creep.
And he keeps his hand on his gun.
Yeah.
I thought Harley Davidson was a clothing brand until I saw a guy that had a bike. Apparently, they make motorcycles now, too. Everybody has to have hardly everything on
all
it.
The gear.
Don't worry, they're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thankfully. Yeah. Because no one, who the fuck wants a Harley?
Well, the sales numbers say no one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody from our generation is like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that. Well, the other thing, too, is like, why do you want this, like, loud, fat, slow, heavy thing that's just someone in their CRV is going to kill you?
I get somebody liking and being passionate about what they are being transported around in, and I appreciate that. However, there are just certain segments of that group that are awful, and Harley drivers are some of the worst.
What do you feel about sport bikes?
Those are fine.
Okay, because they go fast.
They fucking move.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't get in my way.
I
And they're not as loud.
No, Harley and sport bike guys are the same page.
Because
90% of them just want to rip it through a town. Like, you'll hear it here.
At least the sport bike is actually ripping it. The Harley is just revving it.
Right. Andrew doesn't have any problem with the noise, I don't think.
No, I hate the noise from Harleys.
But if it was an equally loud sport bike, doing
I'd be mad at them too.
But if
the noise was associated with motion, then I'm less angry at it.
If it's moving quickly.
But it's not associated with motion, it's associated with the look.
Mm. I've met one Harley rider in my life that I had respect for. Because he's like, you know what? I live in Zillionopal, right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's a town, folks.
I'm going to ride my Road King to Alaska.
Oh, goodness.
And he just packed his bike and rode to Alaska.
Yeah.
But I knew a guy I worked with back in the day that had a Harley, and he drove it pretty quickly. I don't think he was one of the slow ones, but...
But this guy was riding...
Was loud?
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
And kill him.
Yeah.
This guy was riding where there was nothing but BMW GS series, the off-road bikes.
He
had his Road King out there. He's like, I don't care.
That's a pretty hardcore guy.
And I get wanting to be comfortable. Like, I see those Honda Goldwings, those giant motorcycles with, like, the heated grips and seats and everything.
And the training wheels that come out the side when you slow down because they're so big and fat and heavy that people can't hold them. That's a thing.
Wow. Yeah. I like those. Those, I'm like, I kind of, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, before my stepdad and mother got a trike, like Goldwing. They were looking at getting those for their Goldwing because he was getting so old they couldn't keep the bike up.
They get a Bombardier three-wheel thing or two in the front, one in the back?
I think it was a converted Goldwing.
Oh, where it's just they put it like a...
Yeah, no, it wasn't the ones that are two wheels in the front, one in the back. Okay. It was just a trike, but it's like they take a Goldwing and they just replace the rear transact or axle or whatever the fuck.
Like, I get being comfortable, but the Harleys, they're not comfortable because... The biggest thing to adding comfort to a motorcycle is getting yourself out of the fucking wind.
Yeah.
And Harleys don't do that.
No.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Well, I think the giant baggers do with all the fairings all over them.
Maybe a little bit, but not like a Goldwing.
But the biggest draw about a Harley is letting other people know that you have a Harley.
Right.
They wear the shirts and the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And they got to stop at Harley only bars.
The guys with the trucks with the giant sticker on the rear glass that says Harley.
They're just broadcasting to the world that...
Or the Harley Davidson Edition F-150?
My thoughts don't go deep on anything.
Okay.
That's what they're broadcasting.
I like it when they're broadcasting their shitty classic rock music.
Yeah.
But
we're so individual, we dress the same.
See, but here's the problem. We're so against this, and so is, I think, a majority of the population.
You think so? Yeah.
That it's going to reveal itself in legislation, just like fun cars are dying quickly and will soon be gone.
You think they're going to legislate motorcycles
out of
existence?
I think it's like gun laws where you can't let them bother the Harley guys. And the Harley guys are a large enough subsegment of the population and the voting population that they can't alienate the Harley guys. But they can alienate the sports car guys. Because the sports car guys, in a lot of cases, the ones who are illegal, are poor and don't vote. Or teenagers.
I would argue the sports car guys... are more likely to be in a position of power, though.
No. You're thinking like Porsche guys.
Yeah.
I'm saying like guy who tuned his 240.
Okay.
He's a scofflaw. He's not a voting public.
Yeah, tuners, as they
right.
say.
Right. So I do appreciate the appreciation for vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And I try to see it from all perspectives, to each his own, right? But there are some that don't affect other people and some that do, and the Harleys absolutely do. One that doesn't affect other people but still bothers the fuck out of me.
What's that?
Yesterday I was driving at rush hour in the evening, and I was on a back road full of traffic, just a line of cars, and the car right in front of me was a newish Jeep Wrangler, the Jeep, right?
Uh-huh.
And
the Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
It was just just a regular old Jeep. And it looked like nice. It was clean and stuff.
Okay. And that's wrong. They can't be. They have to be covered in mud.
Most of them aren't, and that's whatever. Fine.
But it has stickers on it. Tell them that there is a Jeep.
There were lots of little stickers.
If you can read the sticker, turn me over.
Right. Nothing like that. It wasn't ostentatious or visibly obnoxious.
Okay.
What bothered me was we're driving along, and it's nice weather, right? So the guy's got the soft top off, and it's all convertible, and I'm like, that's cool. That's awesome. Okay, so then
We're driving, and all of a sudden I see him wave, and I look over, and there's another Wrangler driving by.
Oh, no.
And that guy waved back, and I go,
oh, no.
All right.
You can't give him the
like,
wave.
I understand appreciation for vehicular transportation, but this is like...
Well, this is like when
the most basic form of human interaction, and then the most like this is the basic bitch version of automobilia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like when I had the GTI. I had a couple people wave at me once on the road, like other guys in older GTIs, and I'm like, "Yeah, look at you. You bought a car too. Hooray!"
If
I mean, I like my car and everything, but I'm not gonna fucking be your best friend now just because of it.
So I got angry at this man in front of me, and I was stuck following him for a while. Uh-oh. And sure enough, more Jeeps go by, and he waves at them too.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, why? You're not special because you bought the most popular off-road vehicle, and you think you're part of some elite club.
Right.
You didn't buy anything exclusive. You don't have anything special. Like, does this guy just get excited about all the fucking Easter eggs the Jeep put because they used Easter eggs instead of quality
sell
vehicles?
I'm going to steal a joke from Larry. Your front windshield has a little tiny Jeep crawling up the side of it, so if you have to replace it, it's an extra $300.
Right. Does anybody know? I mean, maybe people don't know what
literally
automotive Easter egg is.
That's weird.
But automotive Easter eggs are things that the manufacturer puts in to the car that you sort of find as an owner.
Like, I also don't like the term Easter egg, because just because you have a picture of a thing on the car, like that's...
Right.
What is it? Easter egg is a stupid term.
It's just extra badging.
It should be a little gem. A little nice.
To be fair, it's not like the Jeep logo. It's like a silhouette of the original Willy's Jeep.
Right.
Like on the bumper.
Yeah.
But it's not really hidden. And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, it's just... I just don't like this. I get it if it's something rare. Like,
imagine if I waved to every CRV owner.
I'm driving in a 1977 Rolls-Royce Corniche.
Yeah.
And there's
unique.
Another Rolls-Royce Corniche.
That's
so,
unusual.
Yeah, you should wave because there's like seven of those.
Andrew, you remember whenever I had the A6 Corolla / your old A6 Corolla?
Uh-huh.
And we saw another one and we freaked the fuck out?
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God, there's another one.
Because that's a unicorn.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, but how many, like, this man must wave 48 times a day.
Right.
So then I'm thinking, okay, this is really pissing me off and I'm following this guy. I go, you're not special. And I get it. Maybe you like off-roading. Maybe you just like the open top, the ruggedness of this vehicle. I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Even if you don't off-road it, I still can appreciate that. But the wave, I can't appreciate. Now, what I could appreciate is if this were some sort of desirable, rare, appreciating off-road vehicle, like an old like FJ60 Land Cruiser from 1983.
Okay.
So, literally, within 5 minutes of that thought popping into my head,
oh, what happened?
Here comes...
Did he roll it in a corner?
Like a 91 Land Rover 110 with a snorkel and everything.
Man.
And this is like
snorkel.
The British Jeep, right?
Yeah, right.
This is... But in America, it's rare. These things weren't sold in high numbers. They were expensive. They're expensive to maintain. They're rare. Now, you have to be dedicated to own and drive this vehicle.
And not notoriously unreliable, too.
Right. So I look at, I see this coming up the road the opposite direction, and I go, look at
that
is something to wave at if you have another one. I can't wave at him from my Mercedes, and I sure as fuck am not going to wave at some old lady in her Mercedes.
Boner.
Check
boner.
Out that cherry red humdinger.
Then the Jeep waves at the fucking Land Rover.
And you say, no, you don't get to.
Same car.
And then I turned. And I think that the Jeep maybe thinks that was a Jeep too.
Then Andrew did a pit maneuver on him and killed him.
I bet you what if he thinks that was a Jeep.
Because he's like, that's the coolest Jeep I've ever seen.
Right.
I off-roaded once. Once I got swerved off off the highway.
Yeah.
He was texting and went off the
my Jeep went
bit.
Into a death wobble.
Do you suppose he waves at Jeep Patriots?
Like the I don't worst think so. Fucking because that SUV would, that would knock him down a peg in his mind.
I like the people that have those. They're like, oh, it's a Jeep.
Yeah.
So
no, that's pile shit.
Yeah, I can't appreciate that. Just pisses me. Like, and also, why is this man so happy?
How dare he?
Well,
he's enjoying himself. Fuck him.
He's enjoying himself based on nothing.
Yeah. He joined a group. He paid his 30, 40 grand and joined a group that no one cares.
Was this your uncle?
Oh, and my uncle has a Jeep Wrangler. Yeah. And if you're listening, Joe, and you do that shit, I got to slap you. I really got to slap you next time I see you.
He's just like, it's a Jeep thing. You won't understand.
Yeah.
Tony always says this. Jeeps have Jeep rice.
Oh, yeah.
So you get like...
Rice is where you Fast and Furious your little Honda Civic up.
Right. Okay. So rice tuners. You put the fart can on or you slam it.
And lights and...
Things you can buy at Pep Boys.
Yeah. AutoZone. Yeah.
And so Jeep owners do what? They lift it, put on bigger tires.
They get the chrome brake light caps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like put a shovel on the side. Yeah. Like the shovel bracket.
But that's...
The jerry can.
But that actually has a purpose. Rice is usually something that's completely purposeless. Like even Corvettes
do
it.
Yeah, but they're not using the shovel.
Like you can, I know.
Yeah,
but theoretically, it could be used.
Theoretically, but I would like one out of like 50 sold might be ever used.
But like the C5 Corvette,
okay.
There's lots of rice options you can get from Pep Boys. So the C5 Corvette,
like the beaded seat cover,
is the mid 90s Corvette,
uh-huh.
Right? The last one with the pop ups, and I've seen little plastic chrome taillight covers that have like louvers in them.
Oh,
like
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
Like,
okay, I was
really?
Yeah.
I bought this. This is a fairly high end car.
That makes your car look better.
That person's like, but it's a Corvette.
Yeah.
It's a Corvette.
Oh, of course they have a custom license plate too.
Oh, yeah. Vanity plates. Who has more vanity plates? Tesla owners or Corvette owners?
Ooh.
Because it says like raise vet or zero emissions.
Zero emissions. I'm going to go with Tesla owners for sure. They have to.
I don't know. But there's more Corvettes out there.
Yeah. Oh, they're both rich.
But
there are more Corvettes.
I don't mind vanity plates if they're somewhat clever.
Me neither. Because I have one.
We knew a girl who had a vanity plate. Now, granted, it wasn't her idea. It was taken from a TV show.
Okay.
But in Arrested Development.
Uh-huh.
Tobias, the questionably gay guy,
yeah,
right? He had a license plate that was supposed to say a new start. And it was A-N-U-S-T-R-T.
Right.
Anus tart.
So this girl had anus tart on her minivan for her license plate. And it was a legit license plate.
Yeah.
I've seen OJs on a white Ford Bronco.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That was pretty sweet.
Not bad.
And tomorrow, I'm renting a new Miata because I'm going to Phoenix tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And I'm using this website called Turo, which is like Airbnb for cars. And I'm renting a new Miata for my trip. And his license plate is ND Club because he has the Club Edition. And ND is the chassis code of the Miata.
The Club Edition, what does that come with?
I don't know. I think it's Club. Just like the sportiest one.
It's like a members only jacket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
a little label.
Yeah.
That's what it comes with on your lapel.
I think it's like suspension. Is it leather?
No.
I thought the M was always leather.
It's not the M. It's the Club Edition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or just Miata Club.
Seal leather?
It's probably got a stripe down the side.
No, I think it's like stiffer suspension. And
oh, okay.
I don't know. Either way, I'm driving on a Miata. I'm excited.
You're going clubbing.
Yeah. I hate motorcycle drivers for what happened Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. This is a good story.
I don't know if it was a Harley, but it was that style of motorcycle, right? Like a little... It was fairly small, so I'm going to say like 250... to 600 cc. It kind of looked like a small Honda Standard, right? So a standard motorcycle is like you have your sport bikes where you lean forward and they're super fast, then you got your big Harleys with their V-twins. And I couldn't tell what this...
A standard is what Prince had in Purple Rain.
That was a Kawasaki KZ 950.
Well, but there's standard like cruisers too, isn't there, where like you don't, you know, you sit up kind of upright, but mm-hmm. the rake of the front forks on the tires is a little bit more accentuated. It sort of looks like a small Harley style,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
He had bags on it, so maybe it was a Harley. Let's just say Harley. So, on my morning commute, it's 6 a.m. I drive on a two-lane split highway. The speed limit's around 55 for the most part, but traffic will be doing 80 if you're lucky. For the most part, I drive it very quickly because I got fucking places to be, right? So I'm doing my usual hauling ass, passing people because they're going too slow and shit. Like, I've got used to this commute now in the morning, and I want to get to work in 30 minutes instead of 45.
And it is amazing how comfortable you feel speeding here compared to the world we come from.
Yeah. For one thing, I use Waze.
And it actually
works because people report shit. And but anyway, I'm traveling along, and there's this one section where it splits from two lanes traveling in the same direction to the one lane on the right is an exit only.
There's a fork.
Yep. And there's a fork, but it's really weird the way they set it up, because maybe for traffic patterns when it's busy, but it says exit only about a mile from the actual fork. So a lot of people will get over in the left lane, and I know I can just blow by a bunch
of
people.
This podcast took a turn.
Yeah. So I'm fucking hauling ass, and I'm passing.
Larry got his fidgets. I over fidgeted. This is the 90th time a noise has been made from that.
And so I'm in the right lane, and I'm like, oh, there's like three cars. I'm going to blow by them and get in front of this car that's not going too fast. But as I'm hauling ass, I'm like the last car I pass is kind of moving at a quick pace now. All of a sudden, it's like he's angry that I'm passing him or some shit. You know, mm-hmm. Some people like that. Yeah. They're like, I'm going to do the speed limit. And then, oh, fuck, I go faster. Well, anyway.
No, it's not just surprise. It is anger
at
the other person.
Because they're not. Yeah. Like, you do that? Is that what you, is
no,
that you
I mean? Don't do that. Nothing I do affects other people.
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
My driving does not affect uh-huh, others. Uh-huh.
Is that a song from the band Haulin' Ass?
Yeah. Anyway, the story goes. Section of highway, there's no lights, like road lights.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the sections in this area have a lot of lighting for exits and shit like that. This section, for some reason, is fairly dark. And as I'm traveling along, there are some guardrails in places, because this is Pittsburgh and a lot of hills and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm traveling along, I see a car way up ahead, and I'm like, I can't beat that guy, so I'm going to probably pull in behind him. And as I'm traveling, I see behind the brake lights a ways is another red light. And I'm like, what? It's really faint. And I'm like, is that a car with only one working taillight? And then I'm like, but it's way over there. Maybe it's just a reflection of the taillights on one of the guardrails? And so I'm doing 80, and I'm getting closer and closer, and all of a sudden I realize there's a shape, a little tiny shape, attached to that red light. And I'm like, fuck, that's a motorcycle, and he's not going that fast, but I can't blow by him safely and get onto my exit. So I decide I'm going to slow down and get behind him. This other car in the left lane is hauling ass up on me,
yep.
And I'm like, I got to get in front of him and then slam on my brakes practically.
Oh, geez.
Like, so I get in front. I don't have to slam on the brakes, but I get, like, I pull over
enough
time.
Yeah, but still,
time.
Your driving is affecting the guy behind
you. Yeah, and then I hit the brakes, and I keep hitting the brakes, and I'm still hitting the brakes, and I'm like, what the fuck? I go from 80 to 45. This fucking motorcycle guy is putting along at 45 in a 55, and most of the traffic is doing 70 to 80.
Yep, because he's
like,
cold.
If I was... Oh, maybe. I don't think it was a cold morning. It was one of the mornings when it was like in the 60s or 70s. I mean, it could still be chilly, but regardless, if I wasn't fucking paying attention, I would have just probably like fucking pulled over and then hit that fucking idiot.
Honestly,
he's going so slow.
I wouldn't feel bad.
Well, I would feel bad because I'd probably be at fault
for
killing an asshole on a fucking Harley going slower than shit.
I'm just saying
someone probably should do it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, I should have just slammed on my brakes in the right lane and waited for the other guy to blow by me and smash his ass up. And then I would have gotten it on my dash cam.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I could have put that on YouTube.
We had a great story for the show. Yeah. We could have been on
a million hits.
WPXI News at 11.
Yeah. This just in. So anyway, he fucking trundles at like 45 to 50 down this little, I would say, 150-yard section before it splits off again, and he very slowly gets back in the right lane, and I floor my car and blow by him. It's like, you know, all these fucking stickers like, watch for motorcycles.
Right, and here's the thing, too.
Share the road. Why don't you fucking motorcycles do something defensive to get out of my fucking way so I don't kill you when it's dark as shit out and you literally have a taillight that's putting out like 2 candle power.
And like, your acceleration's off the charts.
What's that?
The acceleration compared to your car. I'm sure he could out-accelerate you. He's like, no, nope.
Oh, that too. But like, yeah, and of course he has a shitty motorcycle with a taillight that's barely visible in the dark.
And here's the thing. You had a motorcycle for a few minutes.
Yeah, I was not good at it, so I
successful.
Got rid of it.
Then I had it for a couple of years, and I didn't ride it a lot, but when I rode it where I was comfortable riding it, which meant I rarely went on a highway with it.
Yeah.
Because there's no fun in that. It's noisy and windy, and there's cars around.
And you're going fast sometimes, but...
I want to be on a back road.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... What is there for me on the highway except danger?
Right. Like, it's interesting, like... You know, everybody's been on a highway that enjoys driving and has done at least 100 miles an hour in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, well.
I did today.
Here I am doing 100 miles an hour. Sure is exciting. Hope I don't hit a moose.
It's only exciting when you're weaving in and out of traffic.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, that's a really fun game.
Is it? What's it, a game? What's the game?
Like, don't die?
No.
You're racing. How many times can I wear out my blinker stock?
Whether they know it or not, you're racing everyone else.
You just got basted.
Yeah. Yeah. You just beat everybody. You feel much superior.
I do wish we could kill everyone that was in the right or left lane, though, that was not going quickly.
But think about how much worse.
It was so much worse in New Hampshire because those people that drove slowly in the left-hand lane in New Hampshire were in the only lane in New Hampshire, and you just had to go slow behind them.
No one ever passed anybody.
Scream to yourself.
You feel comfortable speeding here. People actually speed here.
Yeah, and people got places to go, and you're able to.
And there's not enough places for cops to sit.
Right.
Nah, there's a few.
There's a few.
I'm sure.
Not a lot.
But here's the thing. In New Hampshire, cops didn't sit. They rarely sat.
Did they?
They would just drive around, and there you are, a mile away from a cop coming the other direction.
Oh, that's right.
He points a gun at you and shoots you from a mile away. You never even knew he was there until it was already too late.
Yeah.
That sucks.
If he was sitting on the side of the road, I would have seen him and slowed down.
Yeah. The only ticket I actually got that I paid for in New Hampshire was because the cop...
You crested a hill, and there you were. Yep.
I did.
Yep.
I got pulled over with you that one time because the cop... crested the hill, and you were doing like a whole 40 and a 30.
Oh, yeah. When I was a veteran and he let me off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was driving my car.
That's the secret. Get veteran plates.
Oh, man.
They work wonders.
They are nice. Do you know cops are actually nice sometimes to people?
I've gotten...
Well, I'm white, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
never worked for me.
I will quote a cop. I'm giving you the veteran's discount and a warning today. That was literally said to me by a cop in New Hampshire, and I was like, thanks.
Not like I haven't been given warnings. I sure as fuck didn't say thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
Jesus Christ. I do. Yeah, I will do anything not to get shot. Sometimes.
I don't think you saying thank you or not is the determining factor if you get shot.
I think the reason you get so many tickets is because you're surly. You have that surly face.
You were with me when I got pulled over. I surly?
You said, I'm a free stater! Yeah. I have rights!
Yeah.
Then you lowered the windshield just a crack, and you're like...
A windshield? That's a fancy trick.
I have a windshield.
I'm driving a Jeep?
What am I in a Jeep? God damn, where's that fucking... Speaking of license plates on my cars...
Mm-hmm.
Co-workers are on to me. We went out to lunch with some vendors came in and saw some stuff where I work, and then
I saw the veteran plates and said, you were at war, son.
No.
Flashbacks.
No, I drove to the restaurant. I was like, everybody can pile in my car. I don't have baby seats to move.
Mm-hmm.
But when we left the restaurant, at one point, one of the guys is like, when do you have to get your plates changed over? And I'm like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, then it started a conversation where they were like, don't you have to do it in a certain amount of time?
Yeah,
like,
10 days.
Yeah. Is it 10 days?
Yeah. I thought it was like 60.
I don't remember what it was, but I said, like, I have no idea. I paid $600 to have this thing registered in New Hampshire in September.
Yep.
Therefore, I'm going to go as long as I can.
Yeah.
Without giving more of my goddamn hard-earned money to those cocksuckers that don't repair the fucking roads.
I'm never registering my truck here because...
Really?
It will not pass inspection, and if I register it here, that's just an easy way for Pennsylvania cops to go, oh, that truck's registered here, not inspected. Bam.
Yeah.
If I keep it in New Hampshire, these cops never have any idea if there's inspection in New Hampshire or not.
They're like, oh,
and they don't know what the stickers mean. I can just pull the fucking stickers off, and I go, live free or die, man. There's no registration. You buy a license plate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, and you could take the front plate off.
Yep.
No front plate requirement here in Pennsylvania.
Took it off my Mercedes.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because your Mercedes has New Hampshire plates.
Yeah, they fucking drill holes right into the goddamn car just for their stupid number tag. Right?
That sucks.
So anyway.
It does. So anyway, I thought that was a funny conversation because I was just like, and then they said something like they thought somebody worked there once that like they needed a Pennsylvania license, driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
To get the job or something? I was like, I don't know.
So you can do that. You don't have to register your car. You might get
trouble. But. I said, if that happens, if I get pulled over or whatever, I'm just telling the cop I just moved here.
So couple weeks back, we did a health and fitness episode with Larry. Ooh. On the PCL. So if you want to listen to that, listeners, pukeintheyang.com/VIP.
Down, two, three, four.
And Larry chaperoned us to the gym a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Like an adult.
Yep. Most recently, this
past... He slapped our hand and said, don't touch it.
this past Tuesday.
Where's the packed lunches?
And he was showing us what to do, and it was very helpful. And we did calf raises.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, right? And what was the machine we were using?
Smith machine.
Smith machine.
Yes.
So basically we were being an ox and then yeah. With a yoke.
Yeah. Being a, oh. Sit down like an ox, stand like an ox.
Yeah, yeah. So Puke has ox marks.
I have bruises on my shoulders I noticed this morning.
Really?
Right on the top of these bones. I ain't got enough muscle or something on them bones, and there's like little lines of bruise.
I think if I had bruises, I wouldn't even notice.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You got to look in a mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't notice until I looked in the mirror, and I was like, what is that? And then I realized what it was.
I thought you just woke up.
Did I get beat?
Yeah. Well. I was like, is that AIDS? Is that what AIDS looks like?
What kind of shit am I into?
So we did these calf raises.
All I do is lick the public bus rails.
And for anyone who doesn't know, you just stand and then tippy-toe.
Yeah, you raise your calf muscle.
And then you hold the tippy-toe position.
Yeah, you raise your body with calf.
You lost me.
I was doing this.
Huh?
And I had never done such an exercise before. Like, we used the machine a week earlier. But anyway, we did this. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, that felt like a pretty decent workout. And go home, sleep. I did shower with a man once. Wake up the next day and went about my business, went to work and did some things. And then came back and I went, well, it's a day off from the gym. So I got to make sure I get my steps in because I got this thing on my wrist that tracks that.
Yeah. So, right. You have to justify paying the money.
I started to feel a little bit sore in my legs, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay.
So I went disc golfing, and you get a lot of steps in playing disc golf.
That is true.
My watch thought I climbed like 75 flights of stairs.
Why? How would it know stairs?
I don't know.
Elevation change?
Does
it have an altimeter?
It could.
I don't know.
It could.
So, anyway.
We should look into that.
If the GPS knows where you're at, then it probably knows the topography of the land.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Mm. So it probably
but no. Because it counts the stairs in the house.
Oh, yeah, and there's no GPS.
Sounds like Big Garmin getting in the house.
Yeah.
Facebooks!
So,
Analytica, people.
I go disc golfing and do a bunch of walking, get all my steps in, way more than I need, and come home and I go, oh, my legs are starting to hurt now. I guess that's a good thing. You're supposed to be sore, right, and feel the burn. And this is 30 hours after the gym and the calf exercises. So the next morning, I wake up, and this was, I guess, yesterday morning. Wait, was it yesterday? No, I'm sorry, Thursday.
So it went Thursday, all right.
And I go, okay, a little more pain, not good.
Ah!
But I go about my day. I do what I got to do, and throughout the day, my legs are hurting worse and worse and worse. And I'm stretching them all day long. I'm doing stretches and trying to make them feel better, and it's just getting worse. And by nighttime, it was so painful to walk. And
you
like
were hobbling.
I almost couldn't get down the stairs. So I go, well, day two is always the worst, right? 2 days after your workout?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Right.
Doms.
So I go to sleep, and
what
I wake
now?
Up.
Doms.
Doms.
Delayed onset muscle soreness.
So I wake up Friday morning. Remember, workout was Tuesday. So Friday morning, I wake up. And like when I was in bed that night, I was like stretching my legs, trying to make them feel better.
You're like, oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to stretch.
Yeah.
Just going to stretch them out.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
So
nothing to see here.
In the morning, I get up and first thing I do is I stand up out of bed.
Oh.
And I just collapse back into the bed. Like, just total collapse. I'm like, what? And then I took the next 5 minutes to stand up.
You know what they say?
Hmm.
2 days after leg day, standing up out of bed is the second hardest thing in the morning.
But it wasn't like my calves.
I'm getting a lot of
it was just my calves. It wasn't my my other muscles. So,
right, because you'd probably overexerted them with the weight training and then the long walking and hiking and climbing and whatever you do on a hilly
disc golf course.
Disc golf course.
So I'm like, this
what are
really
these words?
Sucks. And then like I start walking across the house and it's taking me forever. I have to walk with my knees bent significantly, my legs kind of splayed out, and I cannot put my heels down for the life of me.
You turned into a cowboy.
I'm walking like John Wayne's retarded son who really has to take a shit.
You're like, hello, partner.
So I'm like, I got to go out and do some errands at some point. So I went out, and I had to go to the mailbox place.
Did you go to the wrong one again?
No, I went to the right one.
Oh, congrats. That's how we got all this shit.
A hoverboard purchase.
But here's the thing. Like, I would walk around the house and like...
What he's trying to get at is he owns a Segway now.
When I first started moving, it was real tough. And eventually it got a little bit more natural. I still couldn't put my heels down, but I could walk in a pretty normal pace and shape and all that and movement. But I get in the car and I drive for 10 minutes. I go to get out. And I get out of the car and close the door, and I just got to stand there for like several minutes until I feel enough confidence to walk from the car to the door.
There's some attractive girl like 10 yards ahead, and you're just like,
okay. Yeah. And I'm walking, and I'm like,
he just pulls out his phone, and he's like, oh, better text.
There's no way for me to walk like a normal human being. It's impossible. Yep. And I have to go to like four different stores, and it was so embarrassing to be in public. Like, it was horribly embarrassing. Then the day continues, and I go, let's got to start getting better at some point. It's just getting worse. With every passing moment, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I go to Long Faces last night. Getting down the stairs, 98% of my weight is being supported by my arms on the railings.
Yep.
And I leave Long Faces. I stop at the gas station. I get out, and I'm walking across the parking lot, and this is a long walk. It's like 150 feet. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a day hike.
There's people standing around. I'm a man getting out of a Mercedes in Butler, Pennsylvania. Everyone's looking at me with their fucking old piece of shit Trans Am.
Like, well, what is that?
So I'm like, how do I walk? I can't walk normal. It's impossible. So I faked a severe limp.
Like, you really?
But here's the problem. It was both legs equally. Right? So I had to pretend that one leg was worse. So I faked a really bad limp, like, oh, big war injury.
AIDS! I've got AIDS here! Everybody stand back!
But that is what I did.
Oh, you got screwed by the Democrats. And they're like, oh, you're fine.
And I told Puke, I'm like, dude, I can't go to the gym tomorrow. It's just not going to happen. You're going to go first thing this morning. Woke up this morning and stood up out of bed. My pain level was at a 7 as opposed to a 9.5.
Did you point to the chart?
Yep.
Your face just got injured.
It wasn't beet red. It was cherry red.
It's like kicking the shit out of something a little less.
Right. So I said, oh, we can go to the gym. Let's go. I woke him up and went to the gym.
Yeah. So why do you think your legs were so fucking sore? Well, what did you do to prevent
it? I don't know. Because I get sore from working out like anybody does.
Yeah.
But this was extreme. Like, this was
this is going to happen.
So
I found my leg limit.
Whenever you're in weight training, something's going to be sore every day.
And that's fine. And I get that. Like, my back gets sore. My arms get sore. Yeah. My legs get sore. But nothing that was incapacitating.
The leg day is infamous for being incapacitating.
But like, I would understand that if it was like quads when you're doing like leg presses and shit.
Well, you got to think about, like, how often do you isolate your calf muscles?
Right. That was the thing. Mm-hmm. I've never isolated a calf.
Exactly.
So
even a whole cow.
you really worked them out on the machines, and then you started climbing hills and stuff on the disc golf course. And so this is very similar to what I have experienced before. When I was in the Army, we had to do ruck marches. And that's like 20 miles with 40 pounds of gear on. And you have to do it in like less than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're practically jogging the entire time. And by the time you're done with it, you collapse and you want to kill yourself. And then they usually did it on a Friday morning or Friday afternoon or something. I forget. Anyway,
that way you could rest the weekend.
The weekend you would have off. And that weekend was fucked because you would wake up like the next day or the Sunday and like, it would be the same way. Like, my entire legs would be hobbled to death. You'd be like collapsing trying to get out of bed because everything cramps up.
Yeah, like I had to try and explain to everybody what was happening.
You don't have to. People understand. Maybe people don't understand. I wonder how many... See, because I've experienced this horrible pain. Larry's experienced this before. I wonder how many people have never actually well, done like, enough exercise to be that sore.
And I've experienced like working a muscle that you don't work too often and it's super sore.
Yeah.
But nothing that caused me to collapse. Like the first time I went skiing.
Well,
as a kid.
Okay, so if you work your shoulders really hard, you're not gonna fall over when you stand up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just gonna be sore.
Unless you worked them really fucking hard.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Me neither. But no, like I until like today I could start walking normal-ish again. But yeah. I had a meeting this morning with the little Asian man who does robotics, and he wanted to meet in a quieter area. We were at a little show.
Oh, he's going to hear you grunt.
Well, not only that, the quieter area was down like four flights of stairs. Going upstairs, not a big problem for me. Going downstairs, huge problem for me. And this man was moving fast.
He's like, I want to see you in Uncle Tushy's basement.
It hurt so bad to walk down those stairs and chase him.
What I want to yell at you for is, I suggested stretching and ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
You did some stretching.
But I didn't have a headache.
Why do you... obviously. You should, though, because you're so dumb. Like, when you do that, like, the ibuprofen really helps remove swelling.
You know it's really good. Do you do protein shakes?
And that's the other thing, too. I wonder about your diet, Larry, when you're doing heavy exercise like this. Like, Andrew's on a strict no-carb diet. Like, Ooh. Is that affecting...
Yeah.
His muscle
well,
recovery.
Yeah, because our friend Sarah last night was looking up what to do about sore muscles, and she's like, starches
carbs.
And fruits.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, everything
no
Andrew
and no.
Candy.
Yeah, that's... Kind of was the difficult thing with doing like the all-shift diet with your exercise,
mm-hmm.
you need carbs. Because carbs...
See? So fuck you. Just hobble around like an old man.
No, carbs are going to break down your muscle tissue, going to help rebuild... Like, it's essential for muscle development.
Do they say you're supposed to eat carbs on the day you work out heavy or the days you don't? I forget.
I would do both.
Ah, okay.
But.
Back on the carbs. Pizza time.
No, I've been
you want to avoid refined carbohydrates.
Yeah, so you can get carbohydrates from all the vegetables you eat. And
yeah, there's carbs in that. There's carbs in Quest bars. Five.
Five carbs.
I wouldn't eat Quest bars.
Oh, why not?
Like sweet potatoes.
Yuck.
Broccoli.
You like
why
broccoli?
Sweet potato? Why aren't regular potatoes better than sweet potatoes?
You can Japanese sweet potatoes are the best, by the way.
I don't think I've ever had.
I don't want them to be sweet.
Do they taste like salmon?
They taste like regular potatoes with butter.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Oh,
yeah, so they're fantastic.
Okay, I'll try it.
But yeah, you need carbs, especially on days you work out.
Right, because you're expending a lot of glycogen energy or whatever.
But again, you are coming at this from I want to get bigger.
Yeah, but if you're going to the gym and breaking down muscle,
I'm coming at this from
you're going to need to recover that
muscle
breakdown.
I want some parts to get bigger, but I want to get smaller too.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily worried about getting bigger. My concern is lifting more weight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really care what my body looks
different
like.
Different goals.
And see, I don't necessarily care to lift more weight. Like, it'd be nice to see some progress. Like, that'd be cool because it's like a metric. But I'm not looking to bench a super high number necessarily.
Okay.
So.
But you're still going to the gym and breaking down your muscle, so you need the nutrition to replenish and give your body what it needs to rebuild that muscle you broke.
Okay.
So what can I do outside of like a protein shake? What can I do that?
If you did a protein shake, my suggestion would be put a little turmeric in it.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah said that last night.
She said, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's
not tumescent.
Natural anti-inflammatory, much like ibuprofen.
Okay.
Except for ibuprofen is known to mess with your gut flora.
Oh, shit.
So like,
that's why I don't want to take pills because they make my stomach hurt.
So turmeric isn't going to do that, but it's also an anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
So and it has a little taste to it, but you mix it in a shake, you'll be fine.
Where do I get this?
Sarah said there might be capsules you could buy, too.
Yeah, you get turmeric capsules or take a pill.
Any store in the fucking spice aisle should have turmeric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a popular spice.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I might have turmeric upstairs.
Oh, that means it has a flavor.
It does.
Damn it.
But my suggestion is take a flavor, take a little bit of it, and see what we're going to mix it with. It's really good on chicken.
Oh, okay.
So you can have chicken and turmeric.
Oh, okay.
You can put it on shit. You'll figure it out.
Okay. All right.
You're just going to end up eating it with a spoon.
Yeah.
You're weirdo.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I take pills.
I'll snort it.
But I want to limit... If I take ibuprofen, I'm having a fucking migraine.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time I'll take it.
I didn't have a headache. I'm not going to... I only take pills when it's real bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounded like it was real bad.
Well, it was, but it wasn't it wasn't real bad with no relief. Like, my relief would be, okay, just don't walk.
Have a little hit of jazz cabbage and be fine.
we done?
I think we should be done.
Internet, Facebook?
Just because we got... we're good on time.
Yeah. I don't even know why... Whose was that? Internet,
that was mine.
Okay, well, fuck Larry.
You can get it next time, right? Is it time sensitive?
No, just referring to the Facebook trials that's going on now.
Yeah, I don't right. So it is time sensitive, but yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Well, the only thing I had to say about it, if you guys went 2 minutes.
Okay.
There is a bunch of old guys interviewing Mike Zuckerberg.
Okay.
So old people and technology. There's a bunch of great quotes.
Oh, okay.
The old guy's like, if I have a Chevy and I don't like this Chevy, I can go buy a Ford. If I don't like Facebook, what do I do?
Just don't use it.
Yeah. He's like, okay. No. We have to regulate it.
What?
It was amazing. It was at, all kinds of old people quotes.
What is the trial for exactly?
Oh, boy. Okay. So Facebook was involved.
Oh, this free service is somehow making money off me. Oh, let's freak out.
Do you know how Facebook makes money?
Yeah.
They sell all of your information,
yeah,
right? That's why it's free.
Yeah, I get nothing but watch ads.
Yeah. Right? So... turmeric.
It's not a turmeric.
So anyway, everybody's trying to find some reason to hate Trump or to explain, like, how did Trump get elected? It must be the Russians.
Right. Okay, yeah.
So they found evidence that there's some company called something Analytica.
Yeah, Analytica.
And, they take...
I did hear a little about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people are dumb and they do dumb shit on Facebook, like all the quizzes,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, are you a summer or a winter? And then my aunt shares that shit. And I'm like, God, oh, fuck. Why? What are you doing on Facebook?
If you're a summer, delete me.
Yeah. And so I guess when you do these things, like in their user agreement, or maybe not even that, like it would just scrape all the information of all your friends and all your information. And God only knows what they have, right? But people are like, holy shit, Facebook's selling all my info. I don't know shit about the internet because I'm an idiot that doesn't pay attention to anything. What's shocking is how little people realize this, I guess.
But
so anyway, what I find interesting is that people are freaking out because they think this Analytica company was like somehow influenced the election. Although there are articles I have read where this happened during the second Obama election as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's
and
should
Facebook
be going on
was
for
just
a while.
Like, yeah, we know it was happening, but we didn't say anything. But now they care, right? And so Mark Zuckerberg was called to Congress to testify as to what the fuck's going on. And it's great because you have a bunch of retarded old politicians mm-hmm. asking a super wealthy asshole who's like who thinks like. Like, you can tell Zuckerberg, like, it's great. You should look up some of the photos. His face is so punchable. He just looks like such a douche and, like, not human. It's weird. Such a weird guy. But if you've seen the Social Network movie.
Nope.
And if he in real life is anything like what they portray in the movie, of course he's doing everything that people would be like, oh, my God, can you believe he's selling all information? Like,
okay, here's...
Like, he's a shitbag, right? But so you have idiot old people shitbags asking this other shitbag, like, how dare you take people's private information and sell it? That's the job of the NSA.
Can he just be like, that, I'm one of the world's most powerful people. I could turn you into a toad.
He basically is.
Yeah, I don't know that he, like, what are they going to do to him? But
right.
It is the government, and they can make up shit and, like,
sure, but
you know, if they
I feel like he's
people.
More powerful than the government.
But, I mean, the senators... quote was amazing because he's like, oh, you're the only social media who I can share pie recipes.
He's like, you have a monopoly, and it's like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Who's bigger, the U.S. government or Facebook?
Obviously the U.S. government.
I don't know.
Facebook isn't bombing Syria right now.
I would argue Facebook's more influential.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
That's what I'm saying.
You're probably right.
Okay, so
I don't know what you mean by bigger.
Well, anyway, here's my thought. You know how I like to form opinions or thoughts based on nothing?
That is true. Yeah.
So here's something based on nothing.
Okay.
So I think it's very easy to get upset. Like, oh, my information's out there. They know I was looking at watches. Oh, fuck. On the other hand, so the fuck what? At a certain point, there's so much information everywhere that just becomes the world. Like, the world is full of information. And people, it used to be harder to get information.
What the fuck is the internet?
But with the internet, everyone's information is everywhere, so it all becomes pointless and useless and meaningless. So
Yeah,
it so is, fucking what?
It is kind of narcissistic to think that, like, oh my god, I put all my information into this free website, and now they're selling it.
Right,
but like, it's like, who? Well,
and
yeah.
I get it if you're trying to protect yourself from getting arrested for a crime,
yeah,
and shit like that. But
they're like,
I don't care. Like, yeah, I speed.
Don't do the crime.
I drive illegally. Yeah. I do all kinds of shit. I commit crimes all the time.
We're giving out our
this
information
is not gonna,
constantly.
Nothing. This is not going to come back and bite me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is information it. Like what pages you like politically
yeah,
or like what friends and stuff. And like, yeah, it's pretty much useless. Like, who cares if
I'm connecting people, from the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now Facebook knows, and now
right.
they're gonna send you ads for the Libertarian Party.
Right.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Anyway.
And what's sad is that people are so easily influenced. That's what I find to be shocking, is just, one, how dumb people are, and they don't realize how anything fucking works. And they're just like, I'm in a free service. It's the best. But fill out all of these quizzes.
It's a basic human right.
Yeah.
You're getting upset at these people.
Oh, yeah.
But you are these people.
How dare you?
You are. You're on Facebook. You're getting upset. You're getting...
I don't get upset
yes,
about
you do.
That Facebook is selling
no,
me information.
You get upset about things on Facebook.
Right. I get upset at news stories and stuff that are shared on Facebook, not...
Yeah.
We're not talking about the content
you're getting
that's
on
Facebook.
You're getting upset at Facebook directly, but not... You're not getting upset at Facebook directly, but...
Right. So how's that same?
It's just... It is the same because the story that's triggering people happens to be about Facebook, whereas your stories aren't about Facebook.
Yeah.
This is just the next thing with this group of people who are getting upset, whereas you were a different group of people who was getting upset.
Okay.
About something else.
I don't believe that.
You're
correlates.
All falling for it.
Yeah.
I challenge everybody to just give it up for a week and see how much worse their life really becomes without it. And everyone's going to say, yeah, it'll probably be better. I get it. It'll probably be better. Okay, then fucking do it.
But I'm still
be
do
like
it.
Larry. Don't ever use it.
Nope. I'm never on Facebook.
No? You're missing out, man.
Where last time I was on, I was like, here's an ad. Here's an ad. Here's an ad. Here's a stupid story that has no background.
Oh, I also should point out that here on our Facebook poll we created in our
check us out on Facebook.
We have our Puke in the Gang group where you can interact and all that stuff a lot better than on the page. But I asked our listeners, what do they think about separating the two halves of each show into two separate files and releasing them at separate times? And we got a whole lot of no. People were very, very not happy with that idea. So
I don't see a big advantage to it other than we could spread out the content throughout the week.
Yeah, which would just make more work for me.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
a negative. There's no benefit to it.
That's assuming listeners are listening to everything in one shot.
Well, that's the beauty of a podcast is you don't have to listen to it all at once because it saves your place.
Yeah. Like I almost never stop listening at the end of one thing or the beginning of another. I just stop whenever I'm on to the next task.
Yeah, you park the car, you jerk off in the park, you come back, keep listening.
Like, yeah, exactly. I can finally finish that fucking podcast about the Celtics. We're fishing it up.
Real?
It's wrap. I'm wrapping my hand. I'm
wrapping the fish up.
That was a reel. Andrew's fly fishing in Canada?
So anyway, thank you everybody for participating in the poll. Check out... Thank you so much, Jess, for sending us those squeaky toys. And A. Harvey and Phil and random person.
I'm going to start a fire with the Zippo.
Spinners. What else? You can go to Facebook.
They got it all. Go to the show notes. See the address.
Notes,
send us more shit. Give us squoogies.
What now?
Whatever these are called.
Sex move.
Oh, Benson and Hedges.
Scoozies.
Those were the cigarettes that we smoked. Was that on the show or off the show? I forget.
The Benson and Hedges cigarettes
that came in the Vietnam era combat ration.
Right.
Hey, thanks so much, Larry, for joining us
today. Guys.
You can find Larry on Facebook.
Never.
Okay. Run on! The camera makes my face look fat.
Your face makes the camera look fat. That could be the intro. I like very short intros.
Are you recording?
Very short, punchy. There's a recording right in front of your face.
Oh,
you're looking at the camera. There's a recording right below it. This might be a short show today, Cancer.
Thing that you just dump something on. The internet is not a big truck. The internet is a series of tubes. The internet is not a big truck.
So this is Series of Tubes, the net neutrality dance mix by Manish.
The internet is not a big truck. The internet. Streaming stuff.
So this was back when from the original net neutrality fight.
Say, was that from that?
And this, there was a Congress had a hearing, and the guy's like, "The internet is a series of tubes, and if you block the tubes," and they're like, they should do a mashup with. We can talk about it on the show.
Al Gore inventing it.
You can now
Facebook.
Add internet slash Facebook because there's some great comments from that Facebook hearing.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
It's just amazing. All the old people interviewing a guy.
It was
What is internet? My AOL's almost up. Are you gonna screw me on that?
Welcome to the Internet Series of Tubes competition. Andrew's just staring.
No, I was trying to.
He's doing the Trader Joe's look where he's like, I'm gonna look up left in the ceiling. And then...
No, I was trying to see if I could Kaiser Sose a story.
We're going to need more shit on the walls.
That's the problem. There's nothing on these walls. But there's stuff over there.
Mr. Blue Man was the mastermind. And then Lamp. Lamp came into the story somehow. Shelf!
Puke likes lamps.
He extracted the can light and threw it in the back of his U-Haul truck. But as he was walking out the door, he caught his left eyeball on the coat rack. And lost it in the Grand Canyon?
Mail!
Did I ever tell you about Puke's internet lights?
My internet lights.
The internet is the physical manifestation of the human consciousness coming together, man.
I prefer to think of it as a bunch of porn and idiots thinking the earth is flat.
The internet was invented for porn, and people are like, if we want to keep this, we have to have other ideas.
Oh, I got a message, Nick, real quick. I should probably connect back to the internet.
The porn net. Who's this corporal guy? I want to talk to him.
Corporal Tunnel.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
I'm sure you were mouthing that. I wasn't even looking at you,
but I know you
were.
You don't know anything.
I saw your head bobbing a little bit as it was going.
People that run, I hate them.
You and Brett should get together and beat up on Nick.
I only got 1 hour and 9 minutes of deep sleep. I only got 6.5 hours last night.
So I guess we're not doing a show, folks, because someone's got to read about their sleep.
He's real good at scrolling.
How much sleep did Andrew get?
God damn it, I have Fergalicious stuck in my fucking head.
Fergalicious?